支行啊，深水埗区色情足浴嘅问题，文件3/11，唔止足浴啊，早轮都有某传媒咧大字标题嘛，我哋都发廊嘅，发廊都有啲色情嘅问题嘅。咁啊，顺便一阵，虽然今日文件又冇讲到呢样嘢，咁或者系大家警方都应该回应一下啦。就而家就边个提问啊？由阿 Vincent， 由 Vincent 咧 ，Vincent 唔该。大家睇睇文件3/11。
係唔該。咁呢份文件咧，想討論一下呢個足浴嘅問題。咁啊，即係足浴咧，係深，其實咧過去咧都一樣，都有好多年㗎啦。咁以前咧，大部分咧都喺排睇鋪頭入邊嘅。但係呢幾年咧，我哋就發覺咧喺舊樓區咧，我哋收到好多居民咧都反映話開咗好多嘅足浴係喺大廈入邊。咁啊，數目咧其實我哋都啱啱早兩個星期都去數過，我哋都有發覺都有50-60間。咁啊～即係如果佢係正當嘅話咧，我哋都仲可以睇下。但係咧，我哋發覺咧好多咧都未必係正當嘅。咁我哋都收到個投訴啦，就懷疑咧都係呢啲嘅係一啲係色情嘅觸動。咁由於現時咧，我哋擔心緊咧係有呢個漏洞嘅，即係據我哋所知咧，即係發牌制度咧就係頭肩以上同埋腳以下咧就係唔使發牌嘅。咁喺唔使發牌嘅情況之下咧，就好多嘅鋪頭咧，佢哋都有呢個空間咧，係可以轉做一啲色情嘅行業。咁我哋亦都問過啲業界咧，佢哋都話咧，而家咧大部分咧好多，因為可能按摩院咧佢需要發牌，所以咧佢哋咧有啲可能喺做開按摩院嘅，佢哋都會自己出嚟經營咧，就做呢啲嘅足浴，甚至係咧之前可能做一流一嘅咧，佢哋都會改去做呢一方面嘅工作。咁即係對於呢樣嘢，我哋係擔心嘅。即係而家喺呢個漏洞嘅情況之下咧，究竟係點樣處理咧？我哋都有同事咧就睇過，亦都睇過啲嘅網站啊。即係佢哋咧上去搜索一啲資料嘅時候，一啲色情網站咧，佢哋都有介紹到咧，即係啲嘅足浴色情嘅足浴咧，深水埗區嗰度出現嘅。咁我哋想聽下，即係可能警方嗰度睇下啲數字係點樣。咁呢個係第一個問題啦。第二咧就係想，亦都我睇過抄過啲資料咧，係警方咧係發牌嘅新發出嘅牌照咧，係喺深水埗區咧，喺2010年咧係發咗一個牌嘅啫，即係其實即係加一。咁究竟你哋即係喺一個牌係睇先啦，2010年咧係發咗一個，2009年咧係冇嘅，2008年就一個牌，即係究竟係咪即係佢哋係唔會即係有呢、這個即係唔會係申請牌照嘅咧？咁樣咁即都另一方面咧，亦都聽過咧啲業界講咧，就話而家咧，即係可能你哋如果係選擇係去捉佢哋嘅時候咧，係好難嘅，亦都係有即係有少少嘅漏洞嘅。即係我想聽下，即係因為我第一次上呢份文件咯，所以聽下咧，即係警方究竟係處理呢一件事上咧係點樣，會如何處理咧？因為我擔心咧，其實咧油尖旺咧同我哋反映過，佢哋咧而家個問題咧係越嚟越嚴重嘅。油尖旺咧，佢哋而家係有啲人咧樓下拉客嘅，即係而家我哋見到可能好多都係用一啲燈啊 LED 燈擺樓啊，但係而家咧係油尖旺咧係佢哋有人拉佢上去好似以前咁樣，即係我擔心呢件事咧會慢慢擴展到咧翻返嚟深水埗對呢個情況，所以我希望咧喺未發生呢啲事情之前咧做少少討論。唔該主席。
另外提文件嘅偉明佩玉、韓特東有冇意見？有冇要提出？我或者請阿 David Sir 回應下好嗎？
Chairman, yes, Mr. Jing has some very valid points. He's absolutely correct. The foot massage parlours do not need any licensing. If you apply for a straightforward massage parlour licence, you are actually making yourself subject to more checks and more regulations. There are all sorts of conditions of the licence, whereby the lighting has to be to a certain standard. There must be no partition between the rooms. There must be no covering of the room so that they can't be visible from the outside, etc., etc. So the law doesn't really facilitate this trade. It is actually easier to operate without a license. If you try and do things legitimately and apply for a license, you make yourself more subject to all the conditions of that license. Therefore, it is easier there to operate as, say, a foot massage parlour. In the district at the moment, we have approximately 27 to 30 of these premises. Most of them are situated in upstairs locations, and we had 4 complaints in last year regarding the operation of these premises. When we get complaints, the police will investigate the nature of the business being conducted at that particular premises. I won't go into the ins and outs of how we investigate it, but rest assured, police will look at the premises to confirm whether any vice activities are available on that premises. We conducted approximately 234 such operations against suspected vice establishments in 2010. Those premises consist of the one prostitute apartments, the so-called barber shops, massage parlors, and these foot massage parlors. In relation to the actual foot massage parlors, we conducted 6 successful raids, resulting in the arrest and prosecution of 16 persons. For a first-time offence of operating or managing a vice establishment, which is the offence involved, the perpetrators can expect to either have a community service order or a fine of up to $5,000. On a second conviction, they could face imprisonment of 4 to 6 months. In the event of a conviction, the landlord of the premises receives a warning notice pointing out that such an offence has been committed on the premises. Should a second such offence occur within 12 months, the landlord can be prosecuted and the premises closed down. We have mentioned the barber shops. We have noticed an increase in the number of these barber shops, particularly along Yi Cook Street in the vicinity of Lychee Cock Road. In fact, I myself was solicited outside one in Yi Cook Street by someone asking me inside. I was actually quite flattered. We have taken a number of operations against the barber shops as well. We have worked together with buildings department to see if we can prosecute them, because a lot of them have exterior sort of rooms at the back where they offer massages, etc., etc. And we have also worked together with fire services to see if we can prosecute for fire safety regulations breaches. It is not easy, as again, to prosecute always in these kind of offences. We get the impression that the courts are being a lot more lenient as regards this business. It isn't easy to go ahead always, and we do spend a lot of time and a lot of money in pursuing this action. The council earlier talked about the management of buildings. I think this is perhaps one way to go. If buildings can regulate the people who actually carry out their businesses within the building through covenants, etc., this may be the way forward in this respect. The foot massage parlors, yes, they are a concern, but we are monitoring the situation, and as of yet, we haven't noticed a proliferation in the district. Thank you.
好啦，而家開放俾同事提問，有冇同事要提問嘅？呢陣唔該，
唔該主席。頭先警方有提到咧，關於即係有200多次行動啦，即係全年，咁啊又其中有6次係關於捉肉嘅，即係亦都成功係做咗呢個行動。我想了解多少少，即係佢你哋嗰個行動嗰個內容係點樣？另一方面咧，我就都想聽下警方嘅意見，因為咧即係有人提議過咧，話就喺呢、這個捉肉嗰度咧，都係即係採取埋發牌嘅制度，即係或者你哋覺得如果係即係呢個方向，會唔會係對你哋執法起上嚟咧會比較容易啲處理咧？唔該主席。
好啊，仲有冇同事要提問啊？
好，聽阿 Sir 回應啦。
Chairman, in relation to those 6 cases, one case has been tried and was acquitted on the rather acquitted by the court on the rather unusual circumstances that because there were no contraceptives or condoms found on the premises, this could not be a vice establishment. In relation to the other five cases, three are still pending for trial. Four are pending for trial. Five are actually still pending for trial. One has been acquitted. All cases will be coming up in January. As I said, it's not easy to prosecute. I'm not confident of convictions in all the cases.
好多謝啊 David Sir 嘅回應啦。咁啊，嗱，最後我總結啦。咁啊，亦都真真正正，雖然話難以檢控啦，咁啊，真真正正亦都有啲咁嘅情況。咁或者希望咧會後咧，警方加強下，叫啲同事去巡多啲啦。咁啊，以防呢個繼續惡化或者蔓延啦。咁啊，多謝兩位今日出席，因為佢兩位咧亦都有第下晝有第二個會嘅。咁兩位可以。先行離開啦，好嗎？唔該兩位。
Thank you, Chairman.